As if the Peiris come back to its original tchum, you carry it back home again, then you are allowed to eat them on Shabbos. And who are then on Yom Tov will have the din of the first tchum. You can carry them all around the first tchum of the city. Mashenken Shloibim Koyman, his kozeman, they're outside in the fields. They're not in its own mokum. You didn't bring it back to its original tchum. Is Aloch Allah Yoichlu. You're not allowed to eat it outside. It's not that Nechemya argues on the Tanakama. The Tanakama says even though the Peiris are outside the tchum, if they were taken there b'shege, it's mutter to eat them. Then the Chemi holds no. Kol zman the Peiris are outside the tchum, it's also to eat them. It's only mutter to eat them when they came back into the tchum. So at Gemara, my bim koyman, what does it mean when the Peiris came back to its original tchum, you're allowed to eat the Peiris on Shabbos? Ilayma bim koyman b'mezit, if you want to tell me, Rav Nechemi holds, that even though the Peiris were brought back b'mezit on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, it gets the din of the original tchum. That Zai, you're allowed to eat them. Zai, you're allowed to carry them around on Yom Tov. So, male, this would be like Rav Papa's Pshat. Shad's Gemara, name. Well, Katoni Behedya, we learned before Behedya, Nechemya holds not like that. Well, Katoni Behedya, we learned before that Rav Nechemya, Rav Elezer, Ben Yaakov, Oimrim, they both say that Lo'olam Asurin at Sheyachru Linkoimon Shedigin. That the Peiris are also, if Peiris went out of its tchum on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, the Peiris are also to eat, only if they came back to its original tchum, to its original tchum, when shegigin. So it's only mutter to eat these Peiris if it came back b'shegig. Ma'ashenkin b'mezid loy, if they came back b'mezid, then it's also to eat these Peiris. So what's pshat from the Chemya that he says, b'mkoimam you'll not eat it. Elo lav, elo ma, you have to learn, that b'mkoimam b'shegig. That Rav Nechemya means if the Peiris came back to its original tchum on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, b'shegig, that the person forgot or the person didn't realize the Peiris went out of the tchum, he thought it was mutter to carry it back, in such a case the Peiris are mutter to eat. That's when it's mutter to eat. So the Maravaita, the chasurei nechsro, and something is missing in this braisa, v'ochi ketoni, this is the way you're supposed to learn the braisa. The word Peiris esheyotza chutz tchum. If you have Peiris that somebody carried them out of its tchum on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, is b'shegig. If it was taken out of its tchum b'shegig, is yoichlu. Then you are allowed to eat these Peiris where they are, even though they're outside the tchum right now. But since they were taken out b'shegig, the person didn't realize he went out of the tchum, it's mutter. B'mezid lo yoichlu. The person carried the Peiris outside the tchum, and the Peiris are outside the tchum, then you're not allowed to eat them. Or then you can't carry them more than Dal Damas on Yom Tov. Now, b'medavar mamurim, when do we have these halachis? Shaloi b'mkoyman. This is only kol zman the Peiris are outside the tchum. They're not back in the tchum. Avo b'mkoyman, but lo yitzuy, if somebody carries these Peiris back into the original the tchum on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, is the halacha afilo b'mezid yoichlum. Even if the person took them out and brought them back b'mezid, still, you are allowed to eat these Peiris. And the Chura, this is the Tanakama that Rav Papa holds like this Tanakama. And Rav Papa said this far before, that look at the Peiris. The Peiris themselves are anusim. They can't walk. And somebody dragged them out and somebody dragged them back. Therefore, the Peiris are mutter to eat and are mutter to carry around the tchum on Yom Tov. So the Chura, the Tanakama holds like, Rav Papa holds like the Tanakama. Now, V'yosa Rav Nechemya Lameima, Rav Nechemya comes and argues on the Tanakama, and he says, that afilu b'mkoyman, even if somebody schlep brought the Peiris back into its original tchum, still the halacha is afilu b'mkoyman nami. Even when the Peiris are back to its original tchum, is b'shoygeg in. It's only mutter to eat these Peiris or to carry them around on Yom Tov if it was brought back b'shoygeg. That the person did not realize he was doing an iser. He thought it was mutter, or he thought he's not outside the tchum. Mashenken b'mezid loy. Mashenken, if you did it, b'mezid, then the halacha is it's also tita peiris, even though it's brought back into its original tchum, but since it's done b'mezid, it's also tita. So the kids, so this is the machlokes hanoyim, the Tanakama holds that peiris, when they're schlepped out and schlepped back in again, it's always mutter. It's yatsu la tera rishayna. And Rav Nechemya Dinzich knows no. It's only if you brought back the peiris b'shegig that it's mutter. But if you brought it back b'mezid, it's also. So Chura, this is a riot to Rav Papa. At least Rav Papa has a Tanakama on his side. That's why Rav Papa paskins like the Tanakama. Yeah. So Gemara says, loy. No, maybe there's no riot. Maybe this is not the Machlokes Tanoim. Maybe still it's a kashan Rav Papa that nobody holds like Rav Papa. I'll tell you the pshat in the Machlokes is like this. B'meizid b'mkoimon is the kuli yalma loy pligi di yosef. Maybe even the Tanakama holds that if the peris were schlepped out of the tchum and then you brought them back in the tchum, if it was done b'meizid, it's also titis peris according to everybody. In other words, everybody here argues on your papa. For hocho abezoi, what is the machloekes here between the Tanakama and Rabbi Nechemia? For hocho, I tell you b'shoigeg shloy b'mkoimon pligi. There's only one machloekes. Where you schlep the peris out of the tchum b'shegig. Either you forgot there's an iser, or else you didn't realize this was the tchum, you thought you're still in the tchum. So you carried the peris out of the tchum on Yom Tov. This is the only machlekes. The Tanakama sovar b'shegig shorit. The Tanakama holds, even though the peris now are outside the tchum, but since you did it b'shegig, it's mutatit the peris. Shaloi b'mkoyman. Is b'shegig shorit shaloi b'mkoyman. If since you did it, b'shegig, it's mutter, even though the peris are shloibim kaimam. Rabbi Nechemya Sover, Rabbi Nechemya comes now to be machmer and says, afilu shegig, even if you carried the peris out of the tchum only on a shegig, you didn't realize you're doing the issa, still, b'im kaimoin in. It's only mutter titis peris if somebody schlepped the peris back in to the original tchum b'shegig. Or b'shloibim kaimon, kol zaman the peris are outside its original tchum, loy. That's Rabbi Nechemya's Chumra. That kol zaman the peiros are outside this original tchum, even though it's schlepped there b'shegeg, still it's osur. But nobody holds that if you schlep it back to the original tchum, b'meizid, it's mutter. So for it's a kasha to Rav Papa. So the Gemara name. Yes, Gemara. For Hamid Ktoni Sefer. Since it says in the Sefer, a lotion like this, Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimrim, they both say that lo'olam asurin ad sheyasru limkoimon shegigin, that these peiros are also titem if they went out of the tchum on Shabbos, and the only time it's mutter if they were returned to its original tchum shegigin. It was done b'shegig. The person didn't realize it went out of the tchum. It was a shegig. So the diyek shegigin b'meizid loy. It's only mutter if they came back b'shegig and not b'meizid. But koponim it's a diyek. Michlal the Tanakama, from here it's a kolor raya that what's the sron Tanakama, sobarn, that the mezid nami shari, the Tanakama holds no, that any time the peris came back to its original tchum, even though it came back to mezid, the person realized he was doing the nisr, still it's a diik that shari. The Tanakama holds that it's mutter, shema mina. So well, then it's good that Rav Papa holds like the Tanakama, that they hold, even though the peris were taken out of its tchum be mezid, and they were brought back again on Shabbos or on Yom Tov Meizid, still the peris become mutter. And the svar, like we had before, Rav Papa's svar was, because hanusim hein, the peris themselves aren't on us. Yeah, let's see Rashi now. For me, dikton is Rashi b'hachach riti. Is li oilom asurin mechlad de betarti pligi. That's the diik, that the machoikis tanakama, and mechemi is in 2 points. Betanakama b'meizidim koimim namishari. That the tanakama holds, if it's brought back to its original place, even b'meizid, still it's mutter. Dicho de kuluhu to mekel, because if there's only one svar to be mekel, only one sat to mekel, from the chemia behuhu de polig. And then the chemia argues on that point, hochi boile le misni. This is the way the chemia should have said his din. Kiratoni v'kemaisa. And then Rashi goes on, but it's mashma Tanakama holds that, like Rav Papa, when it comes back, then even b'meizid, still it's mutter. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, daf mem days yom aleph, but 2 dots. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, ho yimahalach. If somebody was walking, his poshut was walking outside the city on Shabbos. If he any day at chum Shabbos, he doesn't know exactly where does the chum end. He doesn't know. They didn't put up a sign say Afkan is at chum Shabbos. And he knows where his city ends, like where he could start counting from, but he doesn't know how far he has to walk. He has a right to take 2,000 normal steps. That's called the Tchum Shabbos. And the Tchum Shabbos is Alpayim Amma, 2,000 Ammas. So come to say, it's a normal, medium-sized step is an Amma. So that's how you can measure it for yourself on Shabbos. Even though you're not allowed to measure on Shabbos, but since you're going with Tamil Tzarech Shabbos, it's like the Tzarech Mitzvah, you're allowed to make a Medido of Tzarech Mitzvah. This is called, you're allowed to count to know the Mitzvah, how far you're allowed to walk. So you're allowed to count the Alpayim Amma yourself. So Drashi, Yitzias beninis derech ilichos soy shalad amama. When you take a step, a medium-sized step is an amma. And the Tchum Shabbos is Alpayim Amma. So that's the way you measure. You can measure it for yourself one Shabbos, walk 2,000 steps outside the city. Right, the Yom Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Shavas Bebika, a person at the beginning of Shabbos was in a Bika. He was resting in a Bika. A Bika means a wide open field. There was no Mechitis around him. So that's your kind of Shavis at the beginning of Shabbos. So you have Alpayim Mama from that Mokum. You have Dal Damas around where you're sitting. That's like your Mokum, Dal Damas all around you. And from there further, you have Alpayim Mama. Rashi says, Shavas Bebikum. Yeshla Mimkoimai Alpayim Mama Lucharuach. You're sitting at the beginning of Shabbos, Ben HaShemoshois, where you are in the fields. That's where you're kind of your Shvisam. And from there, you have a right to walk Alpayim Mama Lucharuach. Now, Vekifu Nochri Mechitza B'Shabbos. In the middle of Shabbos, goyim come and make big mechitas all around you. Like for Chavis, 100 amis all around you, they put up mechitas. And what's the halacha? Do you consider these mechitas like your dal damas now, and you'll have our payim mama to walk outside these mechitas? Or no, these mechitas don't help you. V'kifu nochri mechitas. Is halacha b'Shabbos, v'kifu nochri mechitza b'Shabbos, is halacha mahalach al payim mama. You're allowed to walk al payim mama, or metalto bekula ayde zuka, as you could walk alpayim mama, and you can metalto inside these mechitzes ayde zuka. You're allowed to throw something inside these mechitzes. So Rashi learns what's the pshat. Vekifu nochem mechitzes for Shabbos ulebira. These goyim like build up mechitzes to live inside them. Kegoyim shekifu loder b'toychei. The goyim want to live inside these mechitzes. Dilav hochi, because if the goyim didn't make the mechitzas to live there, then the locher is b'yoseh beis hasayim le'mishdari l'tatulei bo. Anytime it's more than a beis hasayim, more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas, you're not allowed to be metaltal inside the mechitzas. Elo da'od amas. So here we want to say you can metaltal the kula, and even though it was wider than a beis hasayim, we have to say the goyim made these mechitzas, this hekif, on Shabbos for the purpose of living inside. So therefore these mechitzas are good mechitzas, that really, it has a shame Rishus HaYochid inside, you can metaltal as long as you want inside. Is the halacha mahalach bo apayim. So Rashid le'mahan yilei hanach mechitzais li'yotze le'i kadal damis. We don't say that now that the goyim made mechitzas around you on Shabbos, let's look at all these inside the mechitza is like your dal damis. And outside of that, you have another apayim amah to go. No, that's not the halacha. Since at the beginning of Shabbos, Ben HaShemoshos, these mechitzas were not here, that's when your tchum is chal. So at that time, you only had Alpayim Mama. That's all. You can't go more than Alpayim Mama from where you were at the beginning of Shabbos. When do we say that a whole bayis, a mechitzis, is considered like Dal Damis? If before Shabbos started, in other words, Ben HaShemoshos at the beginning of Shabbos, you were in a house. So if you're in a wide house, that even though it's wider than Dal Damis, the whole house is considered like Dal Damis to you. Because you're in the Mechitza at the beginning of Shabbos. Aval Hocha over here though, Dibishas Shavitza, at Ben HaShemoshos, the beginning of Shabbos. Lehevi Mechitzas, these Mechitzas were not up yet. The Goyim first put them up in the middle of Shabbos. Is Lehi. Here we don't say these Mechitzas are like your Dal Damis. The Afil Rabbi Gamliel, the Yom Aboy Tziyu Nochrim, Venasnu Bedira Besoher, the Alpha Gavla Shavas Biava Mechitzos, Nasus Laki Abama Yisum Halaches Kuloi, even though the Mishnah Rav Gamliel said, let's say the Goyim slept you out of your Tchum on Shabbos and put you into a corral outside the Tchum. So Lochri, since Lamaisa they put you into a corral which has Mechitzos, you're allowed to walk around the whole corral even though it's more than Daldamit. Like this, the Mishnah said, if the Goyim slept you out of your Tchum, you could only walk Dal Damis, not more. But let's say the Goyim put you into a big Mechitzas, into a big Rishus HaYochid, then you are allowed to walk around that whole Rishus HaYochid, because we look as if it's Dal Damis. I, at the beginning of Shabbos, you weren't adult Dal Damis, so what's the chiluk between over there and over here? So Drashi is a big chiluk. To Hossam, and Nochim Einle al Alba Amis, is a kilu chachomin etzloi, liyas lehek of mechitzas karabamis. Over there where the goyim slept you out of your tchum on Shabbat, they picked you up and dragged you out of your tchum, we say the din is you only allowed to walk dal damis. So about you have a chumrati gavin only dal damis,
if the goyim put you into a seer, the other rabbanim will make all. To say you can walk around the whole seer. Avol akayin shvisa. Mashenkin, a normal case, where at the beginning of Shabbos you are sitting in the bikkur in an open valley. Sheyesh lo yapai mama. You have apai mama to walk all around you, so it's not so gefelich. In such a case, lo yekilu chachavim etzloi liyas lo hekiv mechitzas karabamis. Elim came shavas biavirim. Only if you lived in these mechitzas at the beginning of Shabbos. But here, at the beginning of Shabbos, you were out in the bikkur. You were out in the open field. So you're kind of shvisa that you only have apai mama to walk. That's all. Now, if on Shabbos the goyim put big mechitzas around you, you're not allowed to walk out of your original tchum. And we don't consider these mechitzas like now that you're da'od amis and you have apai mama outside the mechitzas. No, since at the beginning of Shabbos the mechitzas weren't here, hilchus tchum goes boss at the beginning of Shabbos. So at that time you only had apai mama. You still only have apai mama. So that's the halacha again. The Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Shabbos Bebika. The beginning of Shabbos, you were in an open field. The Kifur Nachman Mechitza. In the middle of Shabbos, Goyim made Mechitzes. The Shabbos Mahalach Apayim Amma. You're only allowed to walk Apayim Amma, nothing more. You can't walk more than Apayim Amma, and to use these Mechitzes like to make your Tchum wider. Oh, but the Chiddush is though, O Metalto Bekuloi Ayidei Zrika. But you should know, if these Mechitzes were tremendously big Mechitzes, they're more than Apayim Amma wide. So it has the same Rishus HaYochid. So you could walk till Apayim Amma. You have to stop there. You can't walk more. But if you have a chayfetz with you, you're allowed to throw it further. Because Lamais, it is the Rishus HaYochid. Since the Goyim made this big wide house on Shabbos, and they made the Mechitzes Amanas to live inside it, so it's called the Rishus HaYochid. So inside this Rishus HaYochid, you're allowed to take a chayfetz and throw it as far as you want. Even though you're throwing it out of your tchum, that you're not allowed to walk there, because the locker is you can't walk more than a pay mamah, but the zrika, you're allowed to be metal to bekula. That's Rav Nachman's chiddush. And you don't make exera to say that once he's going to throw chveitzim to the end of the house, which is more than a pay mamah, maybe he'll run after the chepetz and take it. No, we don't make exera. You're not allowed to walk more than a pay mamah. But zrika, you could throw as far as you want. And we don't make any exeras. That's Rav Nachman Zin, the name of Rav Shmuel. The more of Rav Huna, Omar, Rav Huna says no. Rav Huna Omar, Mahalach Apayim Mama, you're only allowed to walk Apayim Mama, that's all. You can't walk more. Abo Matalto Dal Damas. How far can you carry? Now, you could only carry Dal Damas, not more. It's even in the first Apayim Mama that you are allowed to walk, you should know you're not allowed to be Matalto there. And this is going to be the kasha. Even though Lamaise, it is the Rishus HaYochid, the Goyim made mechitas all around here, so you're in a Rishus HaYochid, still Rav Huna says you can't be metalto, you can't carry something more than Daud Amis. That's all. For at the Gemara of Natalto Bekulai Dei Zrika, why does Rav Huna argue on Rav Nachman? Why can't you throw something throughout this whole house? Even though it's more than Apayim Mama, so what? You're only allowed to walk Apayim Mama, that's the Din Chum. But now to throw something further, why not? It's in a Rishus HaYochid, there's no Yisroi Tzor, so why can't you throw all the way to the end of the house? And for the Gemara, Rav Huna holds this Gzeira. It's Gzeira, Shema Yimoshech Acha Chevtsoi, that maybe you run after your Chvetzim. If you're going to throw your ball more than Apayim Mama to the end of the house, we're afraid you'll change your mind and run after it. You'll try and get it, and then you're going to come to walk out of Apayim Mama. So Gzeira, you shouldn't walk more than Apayim Mama. We said you can't throw anything more than Apayim Mama. So Freshi Gemara of Apayim Milo Tautu, good, I understand why you can't throw outside your Apayim Mama. So Gzeira, you come to walk to yourself. But I call upon him in the first Apayim Mama, why can't you carry? Just like Rav Nachman says, you're allowed to walk, then you're allowed to be metalto, because it's Rishus HaYochid. So why do you call it Rav Huna? In the Apayim Mama itself, since you are allowed to walk there, there's no Gzeiras. So why can't you carry there? Your mamish in a Rishus HaYochid now. Even though the Goya made the Mechitzas on Shabbos, so what? Mechitzas that are made on Shabbos we had before are called Mechitzas. And it's Hukkah for Dira, it's a real Rishus HaYochid. So why can't you be Metalto now only Daud Amis? So tomorrow, the Apayim Mil Metalto Ki Urchayu, why can't your mamish carry something in your Apayim Amma? Like you're now in the middle of Rishus HaYochid. And for the Gemara, Mishum Dehevi Kemechitza Shenifritza Bimlua Lamakam Osala. The pshat is, where your Apayim Amma ends, there's no Mechitza between that Mokam and the rest of the house. As the Goyim now made a tremendous house, 5,000 Amas long. So you have a right to walk only 2,000 amas, that's all. Now the next 3,000 amas long, you don't have a right to walk there, because it's out of your tchum. So since that makom, those 3,000 amas are osur, now your 2,000 amas is open completely to that makom. There's no mechitza between the two of them. So that's halacha. Anytime your makom is nifras from luya, it's open all the way to another makom, that in that makom you're not allowed to be metalto, you can't go in that makom. So it's like it's open to Rishus Rabin, so that there's no fourth wall. Since there's no fourth wall, that's why it can't be metalto. That's this new halacha. That it's nifrit sovim lua lemakom asalah. Hey, since outside you're alpayimama, you're not allowed to carry, you can't even walk there. So v'zoi hua, then inside you're alpayimama, also you can't carry. Because your makom is open completely to another makom that's also to you. So that's not matyu to metaltu. So drashi, drashi metaltu, the third line from the bottom, u metalta bapayim, afilo ku uchayu, the kashi is now, but in the first 2,000 amis, that's your tchum, why can't you carry there normally? I understand outside the apayim you can't, according to your shita, it's because you have xero, you come to walk there. Good, so you don't carry out of the apayim mama. But inside the first apayim mama, why can't you carry? You're allowed to walk there, and you're in the Rishus HaYachid right now. The Teretz is, as Rashi, I skipped this Rashi before. Rashi before, Ba'apayim Miyas, Rashi before that. Ba'apayim Miyas. Shumut laholach bem lekel migzabu mishum shem yim shachach etzav the taut of your chayil until to gomer v'kol shchein zrika so mechitz mayas aninu o meshani the gmorg is a teretz kiv on the chutz le'apayim o so the taut since outside your apayim your tchum you're not allowed to carry there afilu bezrika according to Rafunas even also to throw there why mishum shem yim shachach etzav we're afraid maybe you'll run after your chvetzim and you walk out of your tchum of ezay v'kol shchein ki your in a vad you can't carry outside your tchum. So ain't yochol haluch shem. You can't even walk there. Has you only have a right to walk up high mama and not more. Or the talto mister sir. Mainly you're also to metaltul. You're also to metaltul. Or the talto mister nami ba'payim. Or bezoy we ask you can't even carry inside your first apayim. Mushum deve apayim delay nifrotzim luchutz apayim. It's opened up completely. There's no mechitza between your apayim mama and the rest of the spies. It's nifrat b'mluya luchutz apayim. The asir relay mishum zera shem yimoshech. To ain hefsek b'neim, there's no mechitza between them. Devin mechitza nefretzes b'mluya l'mokam osalom. Anytime you have like four walls, and the fourth wall falls down, and it's opened up to a mokam that's also to you, so it's like you only have three walls, no fourth wall, it's also to carry them. So that's why here, that's the Rav Svarim. Even in your first alpayimam, you can't carry, because your alpayimam is open completely to the next rishus. And the next rishus, you can't even walk there. So pshit, you can't carry there. And pshit, you can't even throw there. So the mele hu adin, you can't carry in your first apai mama. That's your funi svar. So tomorrow, chia barav omar mahalach apai mama. He holds you are allowed to walk apai mama. O metalto apai mama. And you're allowed to carry only in your apai mama. This is like a new shita now. That in the first apai mama that you're allowed to walk, you're allowed to carry there also. I, how can you carry? We're talking about a biko. We're talking about the same case where the goyim made mechitzas on Shabbos. So lemaisa now you're like carrying inside the house. So since you could walk apayim mama, those apayim mama you're allowed to carry. But more not. You can't even throw out of the apayim mama. So Gemara says, Zechura Kaman, who does Reb Chiya go like? Deloy to Rav Nachman. He doesn't go like Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman says, even though you can't walk out of the apayim, but you are allowed to throw there. You're allowed to stand at the end of the apayim mama and take a ball and throw it as far as you want. Since you're inside a big house, it is a Rishus HaYochid, so again, to Hiluch, you can't go more than Apai Mama, because your Shavisa was Kaina at the beginning of Shabbos. At that time, you only had Apai Mama. But now, again, to Hoitzor, there's no Yisra Hoitzor, it's all one big Rishus HaYochid, so you can throw as far as you want. Rabbi Chiya is saying no. Rabbi Chiya is saying, you only be Matatla Apai and not more. So it's not like Rav Nachman. Vaitav like Rav Huna, and he doesn't hold like Rav Huna either, because Rav Huna holds you can only be Matatla Dalad Amis. Not at all in the apayim mama, and here Rabbi Chiya is saying it could be metaltel in the apayim mama. So Chur Rabbi Chiya is not like neither of them. Have the Gemara Eimah metaltel be our boys. Not to make a third machlokes. Well, that's how Rabbi Chiya also meant to say like Rav Huna that you're not allowed. You could only be metaltel dal damis, not more, because since your apayim mama is opened up completely to the next rishus, which is also for you to walk there, it's also for you to carry even in your apayim mama. For the Gemara, Yehoch Yebazoi Haino the Rafuna, Reb Chiyah Vamashem like Rafuna. Now the Gemara, Eimel, let's say, V'chein Omer Reb Chiyah Barav. Eilach Nami. That Reb Chiyah Barav is saying the same halacha, like Rafuna. V'chein Omer Reb Chiyah Barav. That the Gemara, Omer, Lei Rav Nachman the Rafuna, Rav Nachman now told Rafuna, Lei Tiflo V'lei Dishmuel. Like you, Rafuna, don't argue on me, on Rav Nachman, that I said my halacha in the name of Shmuel. Why? Because Shmuel's halacha is right. That Shmuel said again, that you have this Alpayim Mama to walk, you're allowed to carry in the whole Alpayim Mama, and you can even throw something further out of that Alpayim Mama. As long as it's in Rosh Hashanah, that the guy you made a mechitza now, you're allowed to be metal to bekuloi. So Nachman is telling Rav Huna, I have a raya to the Shita, so don't argue on Shmuel. What's the raya? The Tanya Kabose. The Tanya we learned, for your moideid ubo. Somebody was...